Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Conejo Valley Days is celebrating the Valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit with new carnival rides, headliner entertainment, craft vendors, art trek crafts, a STEM science pavilion, home and garden show, and a full food court. It's a celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days, May 11th through 15th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. New this year, VIP experience tickets include wine tasting and 60th anniversary discount family packages, both available online now. These will sell out. Purchase general admission tickets online or cash only at the door. Visit CanejoValleyDays.us for more information on their Read and Ride program and their new STEM Science Exhibition Pavilion.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis, sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining The Brighter Side of Recovery. And how are you doing, Sherry?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah. Life is okay for you?
Life is good.
Good. Yeah, so just a kind of talking, we've actually had a lot of texts from our listeners, how this is really helping them, really, you know, some of our messages that we want out there. And so... that we talk about, and some of our people that, you know, we
and
have on our shows.
Hopefully they're using our resources.
Yeah.
They're calling in. They know that we will provide resources for them for anything that they're recovering from.
Exactly.
Whatever part of their life.
Yeah. Well, I do want to remind anybody that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We talk about the brighter side of recovery, and life happens to all of us. And there's so many people that are embarrassed or traumatized with life, and yet at the same time, we really just have to, you know, embrace it and know that we can learn from it,
right? And support each other.
And
be there for each other.
Yeah, exactly. I do want to do a real quick shout out and a thank you to Adam Casillas and Richard Ramos for founding and hosting the Latino Business Expo this past Thursday. And so thank you for that. And, of course, it's great to see all the people out there. Also, Ventura County YMCA, and they are hosting a day of free event today, actually, 10 to 2. And so it was great. We were over there, and they were doing early registrations for their summer daycare. So that's always good.
Great.
And we've got lots of things going on. So I thank you for always being here. Also, happening this Sunday, there's No Place Like Hope, Family Picnic and Hoedown. That is from 10 to 4 on the Equestrian Park in Santa Rosa Valley. So if you want more information on that, you can go to www.thehopepicnic.com. Lots of things going on out here, and we love to always be involved in them. I do want to talk about our guest today. We have Mark Wolin, I think. I'm going to talk with him about it and make sure that that is how his name. And It Didn't Start With You is his book. We're going to be talking with him, and then we're going to be talking with Carol Fleet, When Bad Things Happen to Good Women. And again, I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to do some giveaways. And Tom, do you want to talk about that really quick?
We have some excellent prizes as always, Kim. We start off with Famous Dave's 20 Years of Texas Beef Brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Also, Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu. It features free range and natural meats and poultry that's located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House experienced their top-tier seafood experience, complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, quality ingredients ranging from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. The Rubicon Theater's American premiere of Extras, all of that.
Perfect.
You can win with Kim.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. All right, and of course, that phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to start off with some Rubicon Theater tickets, and of course, that's American premiere of Extras, and that is produced by Foro Shakespeare of Mexico City, and I'd love to get somebody over there to that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest, Mark, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us on The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are. And is this your first book?
This is my first
book. Well, congratulations. And now it started, it didn't start with you. So why the name?
It's about the fears that we can't explain. So the anxieties that we struggle with, the depression that we never get to the bottom of, these things, these feelings, these fears, they might not be ours. We're now learning that we can biologically inherit these. from our parents and our grandparents, and it doesn't have to be that way.
So are you saying we inherit it through the DNA, or is it through, energetically do we inherit it? I know that...
Or just by our upbringing, like if your parents were like, oh God, Sherry, you
know? Well, I know in my family, I had a grandmother that was considered, in those days, they called it a worry wart. You know, they didn't have words anxiety disorder. And I know that there's few of us in the family that have suffered with anxiety. So is that what you're talking about?
Well, what we're now showing is that there are chemical changes that happen, which is really exciting, that just came on about 10 years ago. There's this rock star neuroscientist named Rachel Yehuda. She's out of Mount Sinai Medical in New York. And what she did is she found that Holocaust survivors and their parents share the exact same levels of cortisol that are compromised. That's the stress hormone, and the same trauma symptoms. And then she found that the children born to mothers who were pregnant at or near the World Trade Center when it was attacked, they too had the trauma symptoms. And war veterans, and the list goes on and on. It's a brand new field, very exciting.
So what can we do about that? What if we've inherited some sort of trauma? I also have relatives that were in the Holocaust. I mean, all kinds of reasons to be anxious and have fear. And I know that there are those that suffer in my family with those disorders. So what is the solution? How can we help ourselves through those processes?
Absolutely. The solution is, first of all, making the link. I once worked with this man who, he too had Holocaust trauma, but he never made the link. He had panic attacks his whole life, so severe, he'd black out whenever he'd leave the house. He couldn't even go to a new restaurant. And then he dropped the bomb and said, 74 members of my family died in the Holocaust.
Mm.
And, it was interesting because he kept using the word, I can't go somewhere new. I can't go somewhere new. And I said to him, you mean 74 members were forcibly taken out of their homes to somewhere new, a concentration camp where they were murdered?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
He knew it. He knew the connection, but he never knew he was carrying it.
So is this a scientifically proven theory that you've created, that we can prove it, that it's passed on generation to generation, or is it,
It's being proved by the researchers right now. We daily, I'm finding articles now in epigenetics. That's the name of the field, the idea that we can have a trauma, store it in our body, and transmit it to our children. And the way we transmit it, what happens is when we have a trauma, it changes us. So a chemical change takes place in the DNA. And then this affects the way our genes function. So it doesn't change the sequence of the DNA. But our genes can function differently, sometimes for generations. So we're not born, and our children are not born, with a clean hard drive. We wish that were the case. Instead, we see there's this operating system that's already in place with the fallout from all the traumas of our parents, our grandparents. And then we're born, or our children are born, with fears and feelings that don't belong to us.
Yeah, I absolutely believe in that. I know that my mother, she had lost a baby before I was born in her first pregnancy.
So you were already traumatized.
She was already, well, first of all, I was premature, so there was a trauma there where I was in an incubator.
Well, I lost a baby, so then
that would affect your next child.
Correct.
Does your next child have anxiety?
Very much so.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
because
it does.
You were afraid that you might have another, miscarriage.
Yeah.
I have a whole chapter in my book on just that topic.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. Now, I'm looking at the metaphor of Kelly hair pulling. I just turned to that. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, here's Kelly. She's pulling her hair. She's been on multiple medications. She's been to psychiatrists. She's never found relief. And I said to her, so Kelly, and Kelly's not her real name, but I'm going to call her Kelly. Kelly, tell me what you do right before you pull your hair. What's the thought? She said, well, I feel this anxious feeling. It's in my hands. It goes into my fingers. And the only way to quell this is when I pull my hair. And I said, when do you do this? What time? What happened? She goes, I only do it when I'm, listen to these words because they're the key. She said, I only do it when I'm alone in my room. And I said, what time? She goes, about 9 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
So I'm interested in those two things, what happens when someone's alone at nine at night. And then she drops the bomb and she tells me, I ask her about her early childhood, And she told me that when she was about a year and a half, she had to be in the hospital for 3 weeks. But her mom had toddlers and a new baby at home, so her mom would leave what time, right, when her visiting hour's over.
Wow. That's interesting.
9 at 9.
So
she was alone in her room. And so I was able to work with her with that feeling, and she stopped pulling her hair after we did that work.
Well, what did she inherit? I'm trying to understand what...
She didn't inherit. So we're talking about biological traumas, but we're also talking about traumas that come... I'm just fascinated with the idea of trauma and how we can heal, because we suffer. So many of us suffer. For Kelly, her trauma is not inherited, but unless she worked with it, it would be an
carried on to her children or to the next person.
Absolutely.
So we're a show about recovery. You know, what is the recovery for something like this?
So when you say recovery, tell me what you mean. Do you mean how we integrate these traumas?
Yeah, that would be a perfect way to. That's a perfect way to answer it. Just in other words, we're all about finding solutions to
solutions.
You know,
exactly. Yeah.
In other words, I'm a big believer in somatic experiencing, which is Peter Levine's work. Waking the Tiger, he wrote. EMDR is a great trauma modality. So, what are some of the newer trauma modalities that you would recommend in something like this, like epigenetics is what you called it?
So I would recommend somatic experiencing as well. It's a great work. To heal, I see healing similarly. We have to integrate these traumas that have been ignored or pushed away.
Uh-huh.
We're not unconsciously acting them out. So remember our Kelly, when she would pull her hair at 9, she's unconsciously acting out a trauma because she hasn't gotten to the root of it.
Exactly.
And it's integrated. So the idea is to get at peace. To heal, we often need an experience or a healing event that's large enough, that's powerful enough to overshadow, to override our old habit.
Hmm.
The old habit of pulling hair, the old habit of anxiety, the old habit of feeling bad.
Right. And now what about PTSD? Is that something that you deal with?
That's everything we're talking about.
So that's everything.
Well, secondary PTSD. So when you and I inherit this Holocaust trauma or this trauma from our mom or dad or grandma, you know, the scientists, they call it secondary PTSD. But there's an initial trauma, and the key is it may not be ours. A plug for the book, which I didn't mean to do. It may not have started with us, right? It didn't start with you, but it can end with us. We just have to take the steps. We have to make the link. We have to do the healing work, which is to integrate this trauma, this piece of healing, so we can feel better.
So right. What do you mean by a bigger event? What is this bigger event that has to occur for us to heal?
Several of the exercises in my book teach us how to do it.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, several of the exercises might have you visualize doing something visceral that you can feel in your body that is potent to you, that you can revisit. The neuroplasticity therapists, the scientists, they tell us that when we practice and focus something meaningful, our brains change. So that would be one exercise, several of the exercises. Several more ask you to have maybe a conversation with some of those Holocaust members that are dead if you feel yourself also suffering or struggling in a similar way, or hearing something being said to you. Do you know, Kim and Jay, do you know that when we visualize something, it has the same effect as actually doing it and living it? The same regions of the brain light up. The same neurons become activated.
Maybe maybe you could take us through an exercise.
Yeah, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. Mark, how do you pronounce your last name?
Woolen.
We're talking with Mark Woolen right now. We're talking about his book, It Didn't Start With You, and it's how inherited family trauma shapes who you are and how to end the cycle. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Mark, If somebody, like, how would you know that you inherited this? You know what I mean? There's so much trauma in the world right now. And so say you're having anxiety and, you know, maybe it's just anxiety in your marriage. Maybe it's anxiety in...
Maybe financial fears.
Yeah,
or...
you know, how do you know that these are signs that are inherited?
I love the question because what I found is there are telltale signs. So we can have a fear or an anxiety or something that strikes suddenly and unexpectedly. For example, in our marriage, when let's say we reach 30 and that's the age that our dad died and our mom was alone, and all of a sudden we find ourselves distancing from our partner, or we hit a certain milestone, not just an age. We go to have a new baby, or we get married, or we move to a new place, or we get rejected for the first time, and it brings up an earlier rejection. I once worked with this woman. As soon as she had a new baby, she was consumed with anxiety. It was amazing. She didn't have any anxiety the year before, but once she becomes pregnant and has this child, she cannot stop thinking these obsessive thoughts. So I said, tell me about these thoughts. What's going on? And she said, I'll do something. It'll be my fault and harm my baby. Mm. So I said to her, has anyone in your family ever harmed a baby? And she said, no. And then she said, oh my God. When my grandmother was a new mother, she accidentally caught the curtains on fire, the house caught on fire. She couldn't get her newborn out, and her baby died.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That definitely is a sign. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. But I'm just trying to understand how it's transferred.
Yeah, Mark, how long have you been doing this?
23 years, I think.
So are you a therapist?
No, I'm actually an educator of inherited family trauma and a practitioner of inherited family trauma. You see, this is a new field. There haven't been many people doing this, because the light hasn't gone in this direction. We didn't know where these mysteries came from. I was following these idiosyncratic, these peculiar sentences that people say. For example, someone 20 that says, I deserve to die, which doesn't make any sense. What did you do to deserve to die? When we follow some of these peculiar sentences, these peculiar symptoms, these symptoms that strike suddenly, we find that they often connect with traumas in the family history, and often ones we've biologically inherited.
What about financial fear? Like, for instance, I know that my family didn't have a lot of money, my grandparents on both sides.
So that would be an inherited,
I would think. And then my own immediate family growing up, we didn't have a lot. And there's a lot of financial fear that some of us struggle with, even when we don't have to be really as fearful as we are. So would you call that?
Yeah, like we live in thrifty. We live like we are poor, and yet you have, you know.
Yeah, you have abundance or some abundance, but you think you live in sort of a lack mentality. Would you say that's an inherited trauma?
We don't know. Epigenetics is only one element of the soup. But let's say somebody was so poor that around that poverty was trauma. Now, trauma, that can be inherited, because remember, what happens with the trauma is it changes us. It goes into the DNA. The DNA sequence is the same, but it can affect how our genes express. And then in that way, yes, it could be inherited.
But, so, Mark, what about if, like, say your parents got a divorce? Is that trauma? And then you get married, and are you still living in your trauma? And then it comes into your new marriage?
Well, now, I'd have many questions from that question, but one would be, so how old are you during that divorce? So let's say you're just a baby, or you're two, or you're even in utero, and all of a sudden your mom and dad are fighting, and they're breaking up. Now, look at all those chemicals that are cascading mom and pounding this little baby. So, that can be quite a trauma.
Well, but now what if you were 16 or, you know what I mean, old enough to know, but, you know, that's going to be a different kind of trauma because your life changed, right?
That would be a different type of trauma. I would look earlier than I would look later. I would say that, you know, that would be maybe we took, had a certain unconscious loyalty to one parent.
And, you know, Kim, just because they got divorced, let's say at 16, what about all the fighting and all the, you know, was there infidelity? Was there neglect? Was there abuse prior to that? That's where, you know, you might be affected.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting, our past.
Yeah.
And I always say, you know, even with every couple, with everybody, is you bring your past, they bring their past, and then now you kind of got this mixture, and you're looking at, you know, how does that bring out the best and the worst in all of us, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mark, give us some steps.
No, please.
Give us some steps of, you know, that we could become a little bit more knowledgeable about what to look for if we are, you know, having inherited family or just trauma.
Number one, talk about these traumas in your family. Try to work through them, but more importantly, talk about them. Feel what's happening. So the more you can go to the uncomfortable places inside yourself, the less likely you're going to pass this down to your children. Sometimes the kids, they don't know what they're connected with. In fact, all of us, we're all kids. We're just grown up. We think the problem is us. We think, well, there must be something wrong with me. This is just the way I'm wired, the way I am. That might not be true. If our parents only told us, hey, I know this way that you're, the way you're acting, that might come from back here. I wish we would do that more. That's number one. Talk about the trauma. Number two, make peace with your parents. I found that if anything can immunize us from repeating the suffering of the past, I found that having a healing relationship with our parents can do that, because when we reject them, what we reject in them is likely to resurface in our lives. Now, this isn't easy for people to make peace with parents, because especially when there's trauma in a family, I cover a lot of this territory in my book. In fact, I teach how to receive something good from your parents, even when very little was given. Third step, make peace with your child's other parent, especially if you're fighting or you're divorced or separated or you never married in the first place, because children, because of epigenetics, but also because of their innocence and their great loyalty, they can unconsciously carry what's unresolved between the parents as well as what's behind the parent. And the last step, I would say, just do these healing practices. I've been doing them for over 20 years. I lay them out in my book. They work. They're the same ones I've been using for years.
So as an educator, you can bring a client in and teach them these? I mean, I'm kind of confused.
Absolutely. That's what I wrote the book for. The book can do this. You read through the book. The first part of the book teaches you the science and tells you why. The second part of the book says, okay, let's look at your core language, the language you use to describe your pain, your fears, your symptoms, your relationships, and helps you link this language to whether it's an early trauma in childhood or in utero even, or into a trauma in the family history. And the last whole third of the book is all about healing. Use the exercise.
Great. It sounds great. Just as a licensed therapist, yeah, I definitely would love to be able to use some of these exercises.
Absolutely.
With my clients, add it to my repertoire and my toolbox.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there you go. Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Where do we find your book?
I enjoyed being with you. Thank you. My book is called It Didn't Start With You, How Inherited Family Trauma Shapes Who We Are and How to End the Cycle, and it's with Viking.
Right, and we can find it on
Amazon.
Amazon, yeah, and all the other places. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I hope that you our show with everyone, too.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed talking to you both.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Carol Fleet. We're going to be talking about when bad things happen to good women. And again, I'd love to share some giveaway with you. And I have some tickets to see Men of Tortuga. And of course, that is playing over at Elite Theater and is all the way up till May 15th. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in Slab Yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County wants you to win big. Support Big Brothers Big Sisters Big online auction and opportunity drawing. Sign up online at bbsvc.org/golf to bid right from your computer or cell phone. Bid on big items like dream vacations, LA King swag, and more. Or buy an opportunity ticket for a chance to win a weekend in an Audi R8. Sign up now at bbsvc.org/golf to check out prizes and start bidding. All your support benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. That's bbsvc.org/golf. bbsvc.org/golf.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to do a giveaway, and we've got Famous Dave's. And of course, if you haven't ever had their ribs or their brisket, we'd love to share that with you. Call us right now so I can give that away to you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, our next guest is Carol Fleet. And of course, she's been on my show before. We're going to be talking about her book, When Bad Things Happen to Good Women. Carol, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Oh. Sherry Gabus here with us,
hey.
Too.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Carol.
And you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who you are. I know our listeners, you haven't been on for a while, and we'd love to have, you know, a little bit of your background.
Well, of course. This is my third book. My first two books, Widows Wear Stilettos and Happily Even After, are really, they're self-help books dedicated to and for the widowed community. And I stepped into that community when I myself became a widow. And I couldn't find the resources that I needed, so I decided to create some.
I love it.
and it's turned into, a wonderful movement. But the exciting thing is that When Bad Things Happen to Good Women is an all-encompassing book that really speaks to all women, pretty much over the age of 12, I think, or to anybody who knows a woman who's going through any one of a number of not-so-uncommon crises.
What are some of those losses? That's what I'm hearing you say, that they're crises or losses. What are some of those losses that happen to good women?
Gosh, divorce, any manner of loss of a loved one, spouse, parents, siblings, children. I talk about hysterectomies, infertility, miscarriage, stillbirth, women who are victimized by domestic violence. sexual assault.
Do you talk about substance abuse?
We do talk about substance abuse, but only if you're living with somebody who is a substance abuser, not about if the woman herself has an addiction.
Well, that's certainly a loss to be living with somebody that is
struggling
with the disease.
You're basically alone,
Absolutely, absolutely. There's we talk about things like betrayal, and betrayal doesn't just take the form of infidelity. You know, 10 years ago, the word catfish was something that usually wound up on a plate. But now, catfish has a whole new connotation. And we talk about catfishing and online scams.
Wait, what do you mean by
catfishing? Online dating, you mean?
Online dating, but also online scamming in general.
Oh, online scamming. Oh,
and that's what it's called, catfishing?
It's called catfishing. In fact, MTV dedicates an entire show to people who have catfished and who have been the victims of catfishing. And the woman who was courageous enough to share her story in this book was catfished to the tune of $250,000.
Oh, my. How about ghosting, women that are dating online and then they meet someone and then suddenly that person disappears? Have you heard of that?
I have not heard. Well, I'm sure. I
just learned that word. I'm a little bit older.
Yeah,
so.
As am I, and I've heard a new word today, too. Obviously, it happens. It's not in the book. There's so many subjects covered in the book, but, you know, there had to be a cutoff point.
I mean, someone needs to definitely write a book about
that.
Yeah,
but also, you know, I'm going to just say, what about, you know, people that have lost their husbands or their wives and then they get taken advantage of by...
That's right, that too.
Yeah, what is that
Predator
called?
Predator comes in.
Yeah.
They become victims.
Yeah.
Well, that happens a lot, unfortunately. I've seen that a lot in the widowed community, especially women who are... they widowed and they were left in a comfortable financial position.
Yeah.
And you've got to, regardless of the financial position, and you must be wary. You must not be so anxious and starving to hear lovely words.
So true.
And that you make yourself vulnerable to the jerks out there, because they do exist.
And they know, and predators know what to say. They have the line of bull.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I know we're talking about when bad things happen to good women, but it's funny. It's like we just got a scam of an IRS call. Okay, well, if you're alone or you go, oh my God, I'm in trouble, you know, and you call, you could be scammed on any level of anything. And so you just have to be, you know, kind of knowledgeable
and
also that you have to have a couple people that you can go, does this really mean this? Or, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us, you know, reverse mortgages.
That's right.
You know, you do all these things and, you know, you rent a place or you give them money for a down and it's already sold. There's so many scams.
So how does one overcome? How does one overcome and become resilient on the other side?
Good question.
Well, the first thing I think is education.
Yeah.
And let's go back to the IRS scam for a moment, because I actually did write an article about that. That I always make sure resurfaces at this time of year. Be educated. It's all over the news about how to spot these scams. And they're getting more sophisticated as our technology improves. And they can spoof phone numbers so they can, it looks like it's the IRS. Or an email with the official IRS logo. That's easy to lift from their website. Get educated. And if you have any doubt, whether it's someone who comes to your door and says that they are from the electric company and they need to check something and you didn't call the electric company, or somebody claiming to be
IRS. Do not open your door to strangers.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do. I just plain don't open the door. But something like with the IRS, first of all, they're never going to reach out by phone.
Exactly.
And they are never going to reach out by email. That comes from the top. I have talked to wonderful officials at the IRS and also at ABC News. The IRS does not function that way. If they need to contact you, their initial contact will always be through regular U.S. mail.
I like that.
But if you have any doubts, like you said, ask somebody. Reach out for the education. Get connected to the
right
people that do have the answers for you. Don't just hand over money. And anybody who asks for a prepaid card, a Green Dot, Western Union, anything like that, that's a huge red flag.
Okay.
Enormous.
I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. We are talking with Carol Fleet. We're talking about when bad things happen to good women. Where did the title come from?
Well, the title actually came from two places. First of all, it was inspired by the amazing Rabbi Harold Kushner, who wrote When Bad Things Happen to Good People
exactly.
in 1981. And it was actually one of my editors who came up with the idea of When Bad Things Happen to Good Women and was brave enough to hand over that vision to me and said, hey, run with this. How do you see this coalescing?
Nice.
And the first thing I wanted to do was talk to women who'd been through these experiences, who
right.
had lost a home, who had lost a business or a job, who'd been betrayed in so many different ways, serious injury, serious illness, either to them or to a loved one, terminal illness, of course, every and all manner of loss, including saying goodbye to a pet.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? We don't talk about that too much.
I think we just take for granted that so many things are losses, and we
exactly.
are affected.
They are. And whenever we experience a loss of varying magnitude, we are automatically thrown into reinvention. We are compelled to reinvent ourselves in ways that maybe we didn't plan on reinventing.
That's where the resilience comes in, right?
That's right. And resilience does not mean don't grieve, listener. Resilience doesn't mean, oh, I'm Teflon, this is supposed to just slide right off me. Resilience means fall down 10 times, get up 11. That's what
that.
It means. It means getting knocked down, but not staying down. I've got bruises on my backside. I don't know a woman who doesn't.
Have you had other losses since the major trauma of losing a husband early?
Oh, my goodness. 4 months after I lost my husband, I lost my father.
Hmm.
Obviously, through the years of varying losses, and then it was a month ago, this past weekend, that I lost my absolute very best friend in the world.
Mm.
And it was actually in the process of losing her on my birthday.
Wow. I just lost my mom the day before Valentine's Day, and Sherry lost her dad.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, what about financial loss? So many, I know a lot of women are reinventing themselves, creating their own businesses because there aren't the corporate jobs that there used to be. They're just not out there.
Exactly.
So do you have a section on that?
We do. We have, there's a whole chapter called The Challenge of Finances and the Finances of Talent. And what the chapter encompasses is if financial talent has befallen you, and let's face it, in the last 7-8 years, I think all of us, to some degree, have been impacted by what happened in the economy.
Absolutely.
Is how to get your financial house in order. And there are actionable steps, what to take, who to call, how to prioritize, and how to get your finances.
It sounds like a handbook for loss.
Yeah, Carol, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, can you give kind of the tips of really, I want to say, pulling yourself back together, you know, after you've been knocked down?
Absolutely.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to do a giveaway, and I've got gift certificates to Urbane Cafe. And if you've ever tried their stuff there, it's really healthy, gourmet. They're all over, and I'd love to give out a gift certificate to that for two. So that all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. We're talking right now with Carol Fleet. We're talking about when bad things happen to good women. And Carol, you've been through, I mean, I think we all have. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that I know that hasn't been touched or they're lying. They're not being honest in life, because life happens to all of us. And really, that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this show, because I think that we need a support team, a support
We need a
show.
Place to be inspired and motivated.
And to know we're not alone and that it's okay.
And we're all recovering from something.
There you go. Exactly. So, Carol, what are some of the steps that how you pull yourself together?
Well, the first thing that you do, and this sounds kind of obvious, but hang in there with me. The first thing that you do is you make the choice to heal. Whatever it is you're healing from, whether it's a divorce or a broken engagement or whatever your bad thing is, you make the choice to heal. I'm going to heal from this. I'm going to move forward. I am not going to just sit and wait for time to pass and just let things happen. I'm going to take control of this situation.
I look at it as, I tell sometimes my clients the mantra, there is no option here. You have
that's
to move
right.
forward. There is no option.
That's
no,
right.
There's
yeah.
no other
that's
choice
what,
on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now also, I'm also quick to say, make time to grieve. Whatever your bad thing is, whatever's caused challenge in your life, make time to grieve it. Now, most of us don't have the luxury of giving in to the spirit whenever grief overtakes us. But so you have to make that time to grieve it. If you don't, it's going to come back to bite you.
Well, you know what's interesting is sometimes you go, okay, I just got to pick myself up. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple months later, you're like, all right, I really need to grieve now. And then people are like, I think people are like, okay, seriously, we don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, what people don't understand is when first someone passes away, you know, everyone's around, everybody's calling, everybody's there to support you. And then months later, you're like, okay, where is everybody?
Yeah.
It is a loss, because you want that continued support. That's
right.
Why grief groups are really great.
Yeah.
And very important. And, you know, the problem is when people say, well, you know, Sherry, it's been 2 months, or Kim, it's been a year, or what have you, they're imposing their timeline on you. They're imposing their expectations on you. The problem is, nobody's living your life in your house with your heart behind your eyes.
Exactly.
So we can't let other people's timeline, or unsupportive, or negative, really, right. opinions influence our, and couch our, and inform our healing journey. We can't do that. It's very important to reach out for help. That builds into the resilience that we've been talking about. You know, I can't help anybody sooner. I can't help somebody yesterday. But starting today and going forward, I can help. Education, community, support, direction, actionable steps, proactivity. These are all things that help you fight back and move forward from, not get over, but move forward from whatever bad thing challenge you're facing.
Carol, you seem so positive. I really. And it's funny, I know I'm really positive, but life happens, okay? Sure. When your husband passed away, how did you pick yourself up?
Again, like you said, there was nothing else on the menu. When people say, I could never do what you do, or I don't know how you do it, I don't remember being handed a list of choices.
That is the worst thing that somebody could say to you is, I don't know how you do it. I know that when I was divorced at a very young age, the first divorce, I've had a few, and I was only 25, and people would say, oh, my God, how do you do it? What are you going to do? You know, what, how are you going to raise your daughter by yourself? And it's like, well, I'm just going to do it.
Right. Well, what other choices are there? Because I'm open to options.
Yeah.
People are just
but I think when you were saying it, Carol, they were looking at you in praise, right? How do you do it? How did you get on, right?
Well, that's what I try in explain to people is
okay.
What that is their way of expressing admiration.
That's different
than
that you're having than to do. How are you going to survive?
Yeah, well, that's a scare tactic. You know, I mean, it really scares you.
It's not having trust
in the universe that you're capable.
You're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine, and we're all doing the very best we can, and that's the truth.
Right. And doing the very best you can does not mean perfection. It does not mean that you're not going to make mistakes. I mean, I could have named any one of these books, Don't Let This Happen to You, because I made a boatload of mistakes during my healing journey. But also, you know, when I hear people say, well, I just get out of bed for my kids, well, that's great. And they appreciate that, but that can't be your only motivating factor. There's got to be more to get out of bed for than the kids or work. There's got to be a want to, not just a have to. That said,
there's also the time to let go. There also is the time to surrender and to not fight life. You know, sometimes people fight life instead of just surrendering to what is.
Well, and that's I call that trying softer. Quit trying so hard. Try softer.
Yeah, I like that. Softer.
If you're trying, if you are having a down day, a sad
day,
a quiet day, try softer. Give into those feelings. Don't fight feeling sad.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know,
now,
it's okay.
What about men, really quick? We have a couple minutes left.
Well, men, I never ever say, well, I'm leaving men out or none of this applies to men. What is in here applies to men. But I don't ever write for men because, let's face it, men are different. They're hardwired differently than we are.
They
process things differently. So I thought it would be insulting if I looked at a man and say, well, you know, I get how you're feeling. Here's what you should do. And a man would say, what do you know?
Right.
You know, it's like a man telling me, well, you know, I know what labor's like. No, you don't.
Right.
So absolutely, men can use so much.
Or a man could read this so they can understand the woman.
We have a lot of men listeners, and I have to tell you, it's funny because when they come in and they'll either come in and get their hair done by me or send their wives, they know. It's like they are listening to, you know, oh, she's got 3 grandchildren. And it's crazy. I love that, you know. So they are interested in how to better their life. It's just they do it differently.
Well, this is how they learn instead of going to therapy. It's
yeah.
Like they listen to Dr. Phil and the Kim Pagano show.
There you go. Exactly.
Well, and not only that, there's a second tier of this book. And the book is also meant for people who know somebody in crisis. And they're going, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And the book, in every single chapter, starting with the first, it teaches people, here are the great things to say and great things to do in each different situation. And maybe even more importantly, here's what you don't want to say. Here's what you don't want to do. And so if you know somebody that's having a difficulty and you want to support them but you're not sure how, this book is for you too.
I love it. And where do we get your book?
The book is now in wide release. It's in Barnes & Noble and all brick-and-mortar stores and your big box stores. And it's also at all major online retailers.
Wow, great. I love that. Can you do me a favor? Can you, I don't know if I have you're going to laugh. This is how long ago I talked to you, but I actually have your folder of your book, but I never got your books. So if you could send them all to me, I would love that, because I would love to share them with my listener. And actually, I love your enthusiasm when you come on here. So I would love to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back with you.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to see to it that gets done. We'll get the publishers taking care of you guys.
Absolutely. Because we've got 3 hours that we are on every week, and we love to talk about anything that can help my listeners, you know, out there. So leave us with one really quick tip.
Remember that yesterday is a wall and tomorrow is a window. We can't help you do anything sooner, but starting right now, this minute, everything can change. And there is help, there is hope, there is support, there is direction. You don't have to do this alone.
Ooh, wonderful. Very good, really good. Thank you so much, Carol, and please share our show with everyone.
You bet I will. Thank you guys both so much for having me back.
You got it. Carol Fleet, When Bad Things Happen to Good Women. Of course, I forgot to say our little motivation. At any given moment, you have the power to say, this is not how the story is going to end. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Thank you, Sherry, Tom.
You're welcome.
And of course, all of our listeners out there, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is no alive who is youer than you. So with that,
nice.
You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We'll talk to you next week.